Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Looking over the past week, significant movements in the Australian insurance industry certainly caught our eye. High on the industry's agenda is a call to action by the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA. They are pushing for liability law reforms as insurance costs in the entertainment sectors are skyrocketing. With civil liability laws largely untouched for a quarter century, a reevaluation is overdue. The ICA's new white paper exposes that these outdated laws are helping push costs upwards, and they are now advocating a national tort law review. A focus of the reforms would be to reassessing limitation periods, address claim farming, and redefine what constitutes dangerous activities. If left unaddressed, Mick Gibb from the Nighttime Industries Association warns of economic losses of over a staggering $188 billion. So the spotlight is on cheaper, more accessible insurance and on speeding up the resolution of claims. Pivoting from the struggle of some sectors, the past week also saw news about some pretty impressive figures for the insurance industry. In 2024, the industry saw record profits, posting numbers as high as $6.1 billion after tax. Compare this to the five-year average of $2 billion, and you'll see why everyone's talking. Driving these numbers are significant hikes in premiums. Home insurance rose significantly by just over 19%, while cars weren't far behind with an uplift of 12%. However, these soaring profits have not been without their repercussions, causing concern over affordability among consumers. It's important to note that despite these price hikes, strategies have been put in place to balance the scale, such as a cyclone reinsurance pool. Going forward, industry experts anticipate potential stabilization of premiums. Nonetheless, they also warn that factors such as climate change and future natural disasters could affect long-term profits. Moving along, the sharp increase in insurance premiums is posing a grave challenge to Australian businesses. This comes in the wake of a crime surge that is putting financial pressure on an already strained economic landscape. Understandably, business owners are not happy, especially those who have boosted security measures only to face a doubling of their premiums. For those businesses in high crime areas, the pain is felt especially, and so the advice being given is to invest in upgraded security systems, carry out regular risk assessments, and to closely communicate with insurers. However, it's not all smooth sailing in the industry, as Allianz Australia and its subsidiary AWP Australia learned the hard way last week. They were hit with a hefty penalty of $16.8 million for misleading insurance practices. Between 2018 and 2024, these companies were found providing consumers with misleading information about their insurance coverage. The underlying message, loudly and clearly, is that transparency and clarity in business practices are non-negotiable. That's it for your weekly insurance news wrap. For more expert advice and information on personal and business insurance, please visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for joining me. Until next week, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off.